Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of the Vince Brown Show, starring me, your host, the V, Vince Brown. And I know I say it every time, family, but that's because every time is true. It's good to talk to y'all again, family. So I know, yes, I am just a tad bit late talking to y'all. I do apologize that, you know, your boy been in a little bit of a rut lately. We've been coming up with some new ideas, some new things that we can give y'all, family, trying to find different ways to expand. And, you know, it's just a lot swirling around over here. But we finally back on. I said I was going to talk to y'all, and I do. I always love talking to y'all, family. So the main thing we're going to talk about this week is everybody is fully aware that football is back, baby. Yeah, baby. We finally back watching football. Finally get to see somebody get the shit knocked out of them. Finally somebody throw an interception. Finally you get to cheer for your teams again. Finally it's just, we get to watch some football again in the midst of all these COVID infested times. So it's funny because on Thursday, I believe, that's what we're going to talk about. One, Thursday, why is there so much hatred towards ending racism? If all the football players link up in a moment of unity, why do fans boo? Oh, yeah, that's because it ain't got nothing to do with no flag. You just don't like seeing people united. You don't like to see people come together. Even if it's football, you just want to see play football and shut up. You don't want to see people try to come together, try to end something. Oh, man, that caused a whole different uproar. Didn't even have to do with the flag. Like, that shit was wild. As soon as they locked arms, the Chiefs and the Texans. By the way, Patrick Mahomes balled out that game. Deshaun Watson is still, you know, one of my favorite quarterbacks. Like, he be balling too. But, man, listen. When they locked arms and they really booed, like, it was like, yo, why y'all locking arms? Like, cut that shit out, man. Let's play some football. Like, that's, it's a damn shame that that's all the fans want to see nowadays, you know what I'm saying? But, and if you notice, it's been a lot of decals and it's been a lot of stickers and a lot of different ways and different patches and emblems and ways to signify ending racism all throughout the NFL all day today, right? Now, we're going to talk about some of these games, and we're going to talk about some of these outcomes. By the way, speaking of these coronavirus-infested times, right? So, only a couple teams had let some fans in the stadium. I know the Chiefs had let some fans in the stadium. I know Jacksonville had let some fans in the stadium. Didn't nobody else really let fans in the stadium. But we damn sure had crowd noise. It was crowd noise out the ass for every game, bro. Like, I think except for the Browns and Ravens game, they didn't really have, they had like real football going on. But everybody else had crowd noise. And I just want to say right now, whoever was out there working the crowd noise, some of y'all were better than others. Some need to take notes. That's all I'm saying. I appreciate the one who was working the crowd noise for the Washington football team football game. Because I'd be damned if we ain't sound like we had an actual crowd in there. Like, it was a little weird, a little wild. Like, I don't really need crowd noise if it's not coming from real people. Like, even some football teams had, like cardboard cutouts of people to put in the stands to make it look like it's people in the stands. Like, that's weird to me. We all know ain't nobody there. Don't try to fake like somebody there. Like, and the reason I say the crowd noise is good for the Washington game was because during moments of anticipation, you have to understand how a crowd would build its anticipation. I'd be damned if some of these games ain't have some of the wildest ass crowd pops that you've ever heard that didn't make sense. That was delayed as shit. It would happen like 3 seconds after the play. It would be quiet. And then catch, first down. Whoa! make no damn sense. That don't make no damn sense. That don't, how does that even, that don't even sync up right. Like, that was, oh my Lord. But our dope-ass crowd noise helped us issue in this first W of the season. Shout out to the Washington football team. Shout out to Dwayne Haskins. Shout out Chase Young. Chase Young, that nigga. I tried to tell y'all, our defensive line is legit. But we not going to act like the first quarter was pretty. That's what we're not going to do. In fact, the first quarter was so ugly that, to tell y'all the truth, I normally get tired and really want to take a nap around halftime. Because for as long as I've been living, my Washington Redskins football team, whatever you want to call them, has never been a second half team. Ever. Matter of fact, in the second half, that's 9 times out of 10 the time we get our ass whooped the most. For some reason, the third and fourth quarter feel longer than the first and second. So I get tired around that time because I don't want to see my team get they face beat in. I'd be damned if the opposite ain't happened this time, y'all. We done came through with a win. We done came through with something different. Came through out there balling. My team came up on 8 sacks today. Shout out Ryan Kerrigan. All-time Redskins Washington franchise leader in sacks. Oh, yeah. Kerrigan been balling for a while. I got to give me a Kerrigan jersey, man. I give Kerrigan his props. Like, that's dope as shit. That's dope. So, Ryan Kerrigan, all-time sack leader. Chase Young picked up his first sack today. It was a strip sack. Not only a strip sack, you got to understand football terms. This nigga was very aware when he got that sack. He was hanging on to one of Carson Wentz's legs and looked up and was like, oh, look, he just holding the ball right there. Let me just... and punch that motherfucker. I said, oh, he the smartest lion in the pride. Oh, Lord. I think y'all have fucked up now. When y'all let us drive Chase Young, oh, I think you messed up. You messed up. That's a great pick. I got hype as soon as we drafted him. I am a Chase Young fan, tell you the truth. Chase, that boy beast. And not even just off God-given talent. Like, that boy worked hard to be a beast. Like, that's one reason I appreciate Chase Young. But out there balling, Matt Ioannidis out there balling, Montez, with my whole D-line nasty. Y'all quarterbacks is in trouble this year. I'm going to let you know. Ron Rivera, good coaches. I got a good coaching staff now. Now, I don't know how the rest of the season going to go. We only at week 1. But we only take it 1 win at a time. And right now, we undefeated. We undefeated. We got the double. You got the double. You not break up. Oh, man. I am hype. Hype as shit, man. Because you don't understand how I feel to be a Washington fan, bro. Like, they showed our all-time record today. I don't even want to tell you what it is. You can go look it up for your damn self. I don't even want to. It ain't losing. It's not a losing record, I can tell you that much. But it ain't pretty. And then they went over the golden years of when we had Joe Gibbs. And then they talked about when Dan Snyder came in. And that's when a lot of other shit started happening. That's when we started to go downhill. I'm telling you, man, but you got to watch out for my defense. My defense is out there balling, bro. My defense is out there balling, bro. Washington football team all day. I'm a hometown team, boy. Like, that's what it is, bro. Like, if you ask me, basketball, hockey, baseball, all hometown teams. Like, basketball, I'm more a fan of people than I am teams. But if I got to go teams, I go Wizards, you feel me? So... besides my team out there balling, I know of a couple other stars who decided to pull up on the scene that I actually got to admire my damn self when it comes to football. Lamar Jackson out there balling and shaking niggas again. Reigning NFL MVP for a reason. Lamar Jackson's a beast, bro. Like, I am a Lamar Jackson fan. I'm low-key a little more a Lamar Jackson fan than I was a Michael Vick fan. Because Lamar Jackson wants to shake the shit out of you. He don't want to run faster than you. He can run faster than you, and that's just what he can do. But he really don't want to run faster than you. He just want to shake the shit out of you, do what he needs to do. If he see he can score a touchdown, cool, he on the way. But other than that, oh, nope, you can't hit me. Nope, you can't hit me. I'm going to just walk out of bounds. First down. And that's how easy it is for him. Like, to put that much work into it, plus to be gifted with that much talent, that boy good. Lamar Jackson balling. Now, I'm going to tell you what he did do. I think he pissed off Cleveland Brown fans, but I don't think Cleveland Brown fans were that surprised. By the way, did y'all hear the rumors about Odell Beckham? I don't even want to talk about them. All I'm saying is, man, they are some doo-doo. That's all I know. So, Browns fans not being impressed. I did a couple searches over the NFL. The Dolphins fans were not impressed again, nor shocked. Ryan Fitzpatrick had some glimpses. Like, Ryan Fitzpatrick always got glimpses of, like, greatness. But during those glimpses of greatness, he then throws three picks. And you're like, oh, yep, that's Ryan Fitzpatrick. But Cam Newton did beat the shit out the Dolphins. Like, let's tell the truth. Because Cam was out there doing this thing, bro. I give a shout out to Cam Newton because I like to see Cam ball, my personal self. Like, even through all the shit talking and even through all the arrogance that might have led him to this point. I'm a Cam Newton fan because Cam Newton be out there and Cam don't even try to shake you like that. Like, Cam just a big dude who can run, and he is more likely to run through you than to run around you. Cam wants to hit you when he... Shout out Cam Newton because Cam ball and Cam play with swag too. Like, I like Cam Newton. Cam and Bill Belichick should be an interesting combination this season. I want to see what happens, but tell me this. Am I wrong to think if Cam Newton goes and wins the Super Bowl with Bill Belichick, that Tom Brady about to turn into old six-round Tom that he was when he came into the league? Am I just a Tom Brady hater? Because, Tom Brady lost again. I know Bucks fans are sick. Tampa Bay Buccaneers fans are sick right now. They thought Brady was going to come in and your team still need a couple more pieces there, buddy boy. Mike Evans is nice, but even that nigga was dropping some passes. The Saints was just balling on y'all, to tell you the truth. Alvin Kamara is the truth. I didn't really hear Mike Thomas's name too much. Like, but I know Mike Thomas is out there. Mike Thomas is always the truth. You can't guard Mike, and that's the truth. Drew Brees, I'd say what? A year younger than Tom Brady. Whoop Tom Brady's ass today. Ha ha. Shout out to Drew Brees. But Saints is out there balling. I know the Chargers is out there balling. Shout out to Tyrod. Did they come away with the win or not? I'm trying to think. I think they did. Because I think they beat the Bengals. I think so. Don't quote me on that one, but I think so. Adrian Peterson. I miss you, bro. Please come back to the Redskins. We don't really need you. I just like you as a player. But Adrian Peterson was out there balling for the Lions. Balling for the Lions. Doing the same Adrian Peterson type shit. Take the ball. He gonna make one cut. And then if you in his path, you probably gonna catch his shoulder. And he gonna be on the way. But AP can still run. And don't you ever forget it either. I know Lions fans are still sick though. Because if you don't know how the Lions game went down, cool. I'm going to go ahead and just solve the mystery for you. The rookie running back dropped the game-winning pass in the end zone with 6 seconds left. And dropped it, too. Had it, bam, hit him in the hands. He went to tuck it. It bounced as he went to tuck it off himself and dropped. Yeah, I know Lions fans are sick right now. I mean horribly sick. Like, the Bears ain't even good. Like, the Bears had some hella catches by these receivers catching some shitty-ass balls from a terrible quarterback. I'm not a Mitchell Trubisky fan myself. So, it was, whew. But they was out there making some catches. Listen, if a Bears receiver ever gets put on free agency, your team needs to sign him. Because that nigga has probably been catching terrible passes from a bad quarterback in some amazing angles. He gonna be an asset to your team. You need to pick him up. You need to pick him up. That's how y'all Kyler Murray was born? That's how y'all Kyler Murray was balling too? And DeAndre Hopkins was balling too? Did I tell y'all that? Like, I fuck with Kyler because even at 5'10", 5'10", 5'9", representing for the little niggas, he be balling. If Kyler can catch some speed, y'all look out for Kyler, man, because he really got some shiftiness to him. Like, you really can't catch that little motherfucker legs when he be out there. And he know he faster than you, too. That's how Kyler Murray run. Kyler Murray run like he know he faster than you. He just got to catch his angle. That's it. He run like a he run like a short nigga when you play tag with him. It's like, nope. I knew you wasn't going to get there. No. That's exactly how his ass run, bro. The NFL had me fucking dying today, but I was so happy that football made its return, man. Like, even to just be able to sit back and whether or not you watch some highlights, whether or not you sit back and watching an actual game. I think the Cowboys are playing right now, but I don't feel like watching trash on my TV. So I'm going to go ahead and go to bed with a little bit of something better on my mind. I was talking to y'all instead of watching filth on TV. I don't know what the Cowboys score is. If you want to find out, check your local garbage disposal in the morning. It'll probably tell you. But as far as that goes, I love y'all, family. I appreciate y'all tuning in. Just a little something for y'all just to get back into the swing of things. I told y'all I was hyped that football was back on, man. I got a chance to kick back, relax, and watch some sports today. When's the last time you actually got a chance to watch some sports, fam? Just to relax a little bit. Well, you're not really an NBA fan. If you're not really an MLB fan, then football is back. Love y'all, family. I'll talk to y'all in a couple days, because trust me, we back on schedule this week. So I'll see y'all then. Peace.